Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving, all bad.
That's 38 Special bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, J.J. Ramberg, former host of MSNBC's Your Business, a dozen years plus. She was the host of that outstanding small business show. She's the co-founder of Good Shop and also now the new one, the new venture, Good Pods. J.J., thanks again for hanging out with us, and tell us about Good Pods. It's your new venture.
Oh, my God, I'm going to, but I now can't get that song out of my head.
38 Special, they rock. Southern Boogie.
Yeah, it's so good. Anyhow, yes, okay, back to the subject at hand. Good Pod. So this is exciting to talk to you about, Jim, because you were like the OG podcaster. So Good Pods is a brand new app. We're still in early days. You can get it on the App Store. And the problem it solves that I'm sure has happened to everyone who's listened to podcasts is you want to go listen to something and you know, you're getting ready to go out for a run or a car drive or something, and you find yourself staring at your phone thinking, what am I going to listen to? I know the, you know, maybe four podcasts that I go back to and I'm kind of sick of them, and I know there's something great out there, but what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And so we text our friends or write on Twitter, what are you listening to? And you have to wait for people to come back. So Good Pod solves that whole thing. It's basically an app where you can play podcasts, but you also see what your friends and influencers and favorite podcasters are listening to by episode.
Wow. How about that?
It's so fun. It's like, I mean, it exists out there already for music and books, right? But it didn't exist for podcasts. And so, you know, I was up at 3 in the morning the other day, unfortunately, but I'm like, oh, what should I listen to? And I'm scrolling through, and I see my sister had listened to this cool thing on happiness, and so I listened to it. I would have never found that podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, really fun. And also, there are all kinds of features for podcasters where they can have discussions with listeners, and listeners can
So do you incorporate, how do you aggregate all this information? What are the platforms that you use to incorporate all this?
It is its own podcast player, Good Pods is,
mm-hmm.
And we get all of the podcasts that are out there, right? So we have an import of all podcasts that are out there. So you can find anything that you can find on other players on Good Pods. And then you just, you know, and then it's a
But how do you aggregate what your friends are listening to? What platforms do you can you see them if they're on your platform or if they're on other platforms?
So there are two ways that people can share things to their feed. So let's just say I listened to podcast XYZ and I loved it and I want my friends to know about it. Either I listen to it on Good Pods and it automatically goes to the feed.
Right.
Though I can keep it private if I want. Or, for example, if I listen to it on Apple Podcasts, I just press the share button, and just like I would share to Instagram or Twitter, I would share to Good Pods.
Ah, okay. That's how that works. All right. So that's
yeah,
that's
the,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are the categories can I go there? Because it's pretty new. I mean, you guys are just getting this thing launched. Can I go there and so let's say I wanted to learn about how to get a bank, or I want to learn how to pay freight, or I want to learn how to hire an employee or fire an employee, or I want to know how to be happier at work or something like that. Can I find categories like that? Can I do a search?
Yes, there are categories. There are general categories, right, like business,
right,
and comedy, et cetera.
Right.
And then if you want to follow someone, right, so I'm interested in small business, I would follow Jim Blasingame to find not only his podcast, but what else does Jim think is important for me to listen to as a small
mm-hmm.
business owner,
mm-hmm.
right? And then I'm interested in podcasts for my 10-year-old kid, right? So I'm following another dad who lives, I don't even actually know where he lives, who also has a 10-year-old kid, who has found for me all the amazing podcasts for his 10-year-old kid.
Right. Right. So or would hear you on my show and follow you. They might never listen to me again, but they know about you. They'd follow you and glom onto what you're doing or one of any of my other guests. They might go right through me and find the other folks. And that's one of the things that I'm kind of proud of what we do. And you did this too with your guests is we try to tell the world about smart people like you. And if you go on our website, JJ, you know, we link directly to you. We don't hold people hostage. If they want to go to you through us, then once they go to you, you know, you got them. We're out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things I loved about journalism so much. And I was a journalist for so many years, is just this ability to sort of hop in and out of different worlds, right? So whatever it would be. I spent some time with Navy fighter pilots, and then I spent some time with a bunch of witches in Louisiana. And I know that sounds funny. It's the first one that I remembered then. And
there's at least three jokes in there, JJ, but I'm going to let them go. They're too easy. I let the easy ones go. Go ahead.
but what I love about podcasts is you have that same ability to do. It's pretty low commitment to go listen to something for 20 minutes or even an hour. Mm-hmm. And you can discover something new in science or history or self-help or a comedian or true crime. And but it's just hard to know what to listen to because there is so much out there.
Yep.
So the feed is just the beauteous way to go find great things that your friends love.
Goodpods.com is the website, folks. Check it out. If JJ has anything to do with it, I promise you it's high quality. We're going to be right back, talk some more about this with our good friend JJ Ramberg. Goodpods.com. Check it out.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.